Let's have some prayers.
Father, we thank you that there is a treasure in heaven.
父啊，我们知道在天上有一宝贝。
But we also thank you that the treasure is now in us.
我们也感谢主，因为如今这个宝贝在我们里面。
With the treasure in us, we can speak.
因着这个宝贝在我们里面，我们可以说。
We can translate.
我们可以翻译。
And we can hear.
我们可以听。
With the treasure in us, we no longer live.
我们因着有这个宝贝在我们里面，我们不再活。
It is the treasure that lives in us.
因为这个宝贝在我们里面活。
How wonderful the gift you have given to us.
何等奇妙这样子的宝贝，这样的礼物。
Therefore, we praise your name.
因此我们要赞美你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Yesterday, we shared about Nehemiah's time in the context of Zerubbabel's time.
昨天我们分享了尼希米的时代是在所罗巴伯时代的上下文中。
And we also relay Nehemiah's time to our time.
我们也把尼希米的时代放到我们今天的时代来看。
How during the time of Nehemiah, God chose Nehemiah as his vessel of recovery.
在尼希米的时代的时候，是神如何找到了这样的一个器皿为他工作。
How the vision of the wall of Jerusalem completely changed the course of Nehemiah's life.
这个有关于耶路撒冷的城墙的意象是如何改变了尼希米的生活轨迹。
He led a group of remnants return to Jerusalem.
他带领一批渔民回到耶路撒冷。
And we will continue to fellowship upon what they did in Jerusalem.
我们今天继续来分享他们在耶路撒冷做了什么。
Let's start with Ezra again, chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 3.
我们开始先来读以斯拉记的第一章一到三节。
Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up.The spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he sent a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah.Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord. The God of Israel is the God who is in Jerusalem.
波斯王古列元年，耶和华为要应验借耶利米口所说的话。就激动波斯王古列的心，使他下诏通告全国，说：波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇，在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建耶和华以色列神的殿。只有他是神，愿神与这人同在。
Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18.
尼希米记第二章十七、十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 17 and 18.
第二章十七到十八节。
Then I said to them, You see the bad situation we are in, that Jerusalem is desolate.And its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, so that we will no longer be a reproach. I told them how the God of my God had been favorable to me, and also about the king's words which he had spoken to me. Then they said, Let us arise and build. So they put their hands to the good work.
以后 我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
四章十四节。
When I saw their fear, I rose and spoke to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people. Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.
我查看了，就起来对贵胄官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们，当纪念主是大而可畏的，你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。
Chapter 4, verse 18 to 20.
四章十八到二十节。
As for the builders, each wore his sword girded at his side as he built. While the trumpeter stood near me, I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, the work is great and extensive, and we are separated on the wall.Far from each other. At whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us.
修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。我对贵胄官长和其余的人说，这工程浩大，我们在城墙上相离甚远。你们听见角声在哪里？就聚集到我们那里去，我们的神必为我们征战。
Brother and sister, have you noticed the whole thing began with the prophecy?
弟兄姐妹，你们注意到，所有这一切都是从先知的预言开始。
Without the prophecy, none of us, none of the things that we have read will ever happen.
没有这样的预言，所有我们所读到的一切都不会发生。
Everything happened on this earth.According to the word of God.
所有在世上发生的一切事情都是根据于神的预言。
And yesterday and today, we just read the very good example of that.
昨天和前天我们都已经读到了很好的这样的例子。昨天和今天。
And remember, this is one of the seven principles we heard last night.
记住昨天晚上分享的这个七个点。
Everything is based on God's words.
所有的事情都是按照神的话语。
When God speaks, things happen.
当神说话就成了。
It's not by accident.
不是因着有什么巧遇。
It's not by chance.
也不是因为有什么特别的机会。
It's not by human efforts.
也不是因着人的努力。
It's because God spoke.
因着神说话。
The King Cyrus did not know God.
古列王他不认识神。
He didn't, how did he know that he was given all the kingdoms of the earth by the God of heaven?
他怎么知道天上的神将万国都赐给他了呢?
How did he know that God has appointed him to build a house in Jerusalem?
他又怎么知道神已经指派他在耶路撒冷建造殿宇呢?
Because God has spoken about it.
因为神已经说过这样的话。
God has spoken about this in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 13.
因为神在以赛亚书45章13节已经说过这样的话。
I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness.
我凭公义兴起古列。
I will make all his ways straight.
我要修直他的一切道路。
He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free.
他必建造我的城，释放我被掳的民。
But not for a price or reward.
不为工价，也不是为赏赐。
It's because God spoke.
这是因为神说了。
Therefore things happen.
所以事情就发生了。
Brothers and sisters, this is one of the great principles.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个伟大的一个法则。
And we just read an excellent example of that.
我们刚刚读的就是一个非常好的例子。
But how did King Cyrus become aware of this prophecy made 150 years earlier?
但为什么古列王能够知道这个预言？这个预言是在150年前就说的。
And clearly King Cyrus was made aware of this prophecy by Daniel who worked for him.
显然古列王知道这个预言是因为丹伊里，丹伊里那个时候为他工作。
Through the fulfillment of this prophecy about King Cyrus,
他这样就完成了这个有关于古列王的预言。
The God of heaven manifests his eternal power and divine nature clearly to King Cyrus.
天上的神就将神的永能和神性这样子清楚明白地告诉了古列王。
Therefore, King Cyrus was without excuse and accept the appointment to build a house for God in Jerusalem.
所以古列王就无可推诿地接受了这个指派，在耶路撒冷建造这个圣殿。
So from this, we understand that God remained enthroned throughout the entire period of captivities.
所以从这里我们看见神他一直坐在宝座上掌王，坐王掌权，在这个所有的被掳的期间。
Why must the temple be rebuilt in Jerusalem?
那为什么这个圣殿必须在耶路撒冷被重建呢？
Why couldn't they build the temple in Babylon?
为什么这个圣殿不能在巴比伦造呢？
The word Babylon means confusion and complexity.
巴比伦这个词它说的就是混乱和复杂。
Spiritually speaking, Babylon represents the confusion and complexity of the religious world.
从属灵上来说，巴比伦这个字代表的是宗教的混乱和复杂。
On the other hand, the word Jerusalem means the city of peace.
从另一面来说，耶路撒冷说到的是和平之城。
The peace in Jerusalem is achieved through the simplicity and the purity that is in Christ.
这个和平是因着在基督里面的单纯和纯洁来实现的。
God is calling his people to come out of the complexity and confusion of the world.
神在那里呼召他的民从世界上的那个混乱和复杂中出来。
Return to the simplicity and the purity in Christ.
回到基督里面的单纯和纯洁。
And when they returned to Jerusalem, in Zerubbabel's time,
当他们回到耶路撒冷，在那个所罗巴伯领他们回来的时候，
they first rebuilt the altars.
他们首先建造的是祭坛。
Restored the worship.
他们恢复了敬拜。
And recovered their relationship with God.
恢复了他们与神之间的关系。
When our relationship with God is restored, we become a living stone.
当我们与神的关系恢复以后，我们就成了那一活石。
Then they rebuild the temple.
接着他们就在那里建造圣殿。
With the living stone, we can be built up together into a spiritual house of the Lord.
用这样的活石可以建造一个圣殿，那个灵宫。
However,The recovery word does not stop at the completion of the temple.
但是这个属灵的恢复并不只在这个圣灵的重建。
Through the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem,
借着耶路撒冷城墙的重建，
God will recover the testimony of Jesus.
神要在这里恢复主耶稣的见证。
The ultimate goal of God's recovery workis to bring in the kingdom of God.
最终主恢复他的工作的目标是要带入神的国度。
Through the testimony of Jesus.
借着主耶稣的见证。
Now we come back to this, the time of Nehemiah.
那我们现在再回来到尼希米的时代。
Because it is related to our time.
这个实在有关于我们今天所处的时代。
Although the temple has been built 70 years ago,
虽然圣殿在70年前已经重建，
the city lay in ruins in time of Nehemiah,
但是在尼希米的时代，城市是荒凉的。
There was no wall.
没有城墙，城门。
The gates were burned.
门也被焚烧。
There was no protections.
没有保护。
Enemies surrounded them.
仇敌四围环绕。
The situation became so bad.
这样的情形，这样的糟糕。
That some of the remnant returned to Babylon.
So, 有一些渔民已经回到巴比伦。
But some remained there.
有些还留在耶路撒冷。
But they were in great affliction and reproach.
而在大难和凌辱中。
When Nehemiah heard of this,
当尼希米听见这一切，
he dedicated himself to prayer.
他就献身于祷告。
Despite being well protected in the Persian palace.
虽然他在波斯宫殿里面得到很好的保护，
He could not forget his brothers.
但是他不能忘记他自己的弟
兄。 And his heart was in Jerusalem.
他的心在耶路撒冷。
So in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes,
在亚达薛西王二十年，
Nehemiah was permitted to return to Jerusalem to build a wall.
尼希米受到允许，他可以回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
Just like King Cyrus, King Artaxerxes did not know God.
就像古列王一样，亚达薛西王也不认识神。
But the king granted Nehemiah's request.
但是王却同意了尼希米的要求。
Because the good hand of the Lord was upon Nehemiah.
因为神施恩的手在帮助他。
So this morning we want to learn from this.Special case of rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem for spiritual lessons.
今天早晨我们要借着这个特例，就是尼希米重建耶路撒冷城墙的这件事来学四个原则。
Or we can say four spiritual exercises.
四个属灵的操练。
And these four spiritual exercises are four applications of four general principles we heard last night.
这四个属灵的操练，实在就是四个属灵的通则的运用。
The first spiritual exercise.
第一个属灵的操练。
We must see the condition of the wall as the Lord sees it.
我们必须看见这个城墙的光景，如同主所看见的。
We can see the condition of the wall in our flesh.
我们用我们自己的血气，我们能够看见这个城墙的光景。
But we can also see the condition of the wall of Jerusalem in spirit.
我们也能看见这个城墙的光景是在灵里面的光景。
Brothers and sisters, many have seen the conditions of the wall of Jerusalem.
许多人已经看见耶路撒冷城墙的光景。
But there is one here saw the condition of the wall in spirit.
但是这里有一个人，他看见了这个城墙的光景是在灵里面看见。
And there is a separation here between the flesh and the spirit.
在这里我们可以发觉有一个区别，就是在灵里和在肉体里的不同。
Without the separation between the flesh and the spirit,
若是没有这样子的分别，
we can see the condition of the wall, but we will take no actions.
我们看见这样的光景，但我们不会采取任何行动。
But there's one person who see the condition of the wall in spirit.
但是这里有一个人，他看见了这个光景是在灵里面看见的。
It is impossible for this person not to take actions.
这样对这个人来说，他是不可能不采取行动。
So this is the application of that general principle in real case.
这个就是这个通则在特例的一个最好的一个体现。
We can hear Lord's word in flesh.
我们可以听主的话，是用我们自己的血气和肉体来听。
But we can also hear the word of the Lord in spirit.
我们也可以听主的话，是在灵里面来听。
The difference is like night and day.
这个区别就像黑夜和白昼的不同。
This is the first spiritual exercise.
这是第一个属灵的操练。
We must see the condition of the world, a wall in spirit.
我们必须看见这个城墙的光景是在灵里面看见。
We need to see the condition as the Lord sees it.
好像主所看见的那样。
Secondly, we must build the wall corporately.
第二个，我们必须在这里建造这个城墙，是在身体里面建造。
It's not an individual action.
不是个人的行为。
It is a corporate action.
而是 团体在身体里面的。
Again, one of those general principles.
这又是另外的一个通则。
God's intention is not for one person to build a wall.
神的旨意并不是一个人起来建造这个城墙。
God's intention is for all the remnant to rise up to build a wall.
神的旨意是要所有的渔民，所有的一起来建造。
It's always corporate.
永远是在身体里的。
It's never individual.
永远不是个人的。
The third spiritual exercise.
第三个属灵的操练。
We must obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须顺从圣灵的声音。
This is the first general principle.
这个又是第一个通则。
The Holy Spirit has to birth every spiritual thing.
这个因为
必须要生出。
这个圣灵的声音就是会自己生发出来。
When all the people build the wall together,
当所有人在一起建造这个城墙的时候，
we must obey the voice of Holy Spirit.
我们必须顺从圣灵的声音。
To achieve the unity among us.
来持守那个合一。
Number four.
第四个。
The fourth spiritual exercise.
第四个属灵的操练。
We must dare not be defeated.
我们必须不敢稍微失败。
In other words,We must prepare to fight to the end.
就是说我们需要准备战斗一直到底。
If we are prepared to fight to the end,
若是我们准备战斗到底，
God will fight for us.
神也会为我们征战。
When we are ready to fight,
当我们预备好征战，
that's evening.
这个是晚上。
When God fight for us,
神就要为我们征战。
That is morning.
这个是早晨。
We are ready to fight to the end.
我们要准备好征战到底。
We prepare to die.
我们甚至预备为战而死。
Then God will fight for us.
但是这样神就会为我们征战。
We become alive again.
我们就又活过来。
So these are the four spiritual exercises.
所以这一些是四个属灵的操练的原则。
That is the application of the four general principles.
这个是四个属灵通则的具体的应用。
First of all, we must see the condition of the wall as the Lord sees it.
首先我们必须看见那个城墙的光景像主看见那样。
When Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem, he did nothing and said nothing for 3 days.
当尼希米回到耶路撒冷三天他没有说什么也没有做什么。
Can you imagine that a person like Nehemiah, so devoted to the rebuilding of wall of Jerusalem, when returned to Jerusalem, did nothing and said nothing for 3 days?
想象尼希米是这样子全心的要回去建造圣殿城墙，他在那里啥都不说啥都不做三天。
Then on the third night,
但是在第三天的晚上，
he rose up secretly,
他暗暗的起来，
with only a few followers,
只有几个跟随他的人，
that went out in the night,
在夜里出去，
he did not inform anybody,
他没有告诉任何人，
the priests, the rulers, and the princes of his own intentions,
这些祭司贵胄或者是 yes, 渔民，
he went out to view the condition of the wall,
他出去观察城墙的情况。
Brothers and sisters, seeing the ruins of the wall with all his bridges and the burned gates must have been disheartening.
弟兄姐妹，看见所有这样的城墙在废墟中，城门被火焚烧，这样的情形一定让尼希米非常的沮丧。
Why did Nehemiah choose to see the wall at night?
为什么尼希米选择这样的夜里去看呢？
Hadn't he already heard from his brother Hananiah?
他不是已经从他的弟兄哈拿尼那里听见了情形？
Who had returned from Jerusalem?
从犹大回来的。
He had heard of the affliction, the reproach.
他已经听说这样子的大难和凌辱。
The ruined walls and the burned gates.
这样废墟的城的在废墟当中，城门被火焚烧。
There is a profound difference between hearing of the condition of the war and seeing the war in person.
这里有一个巨大的区别，你听见的和你亲眼看见的。
What does this nighttime inspection of the war mean spiritually?
这个属灵的意义是什么呢？当你晚间去那里观察。
Nehemiah saw the wall of Jerusalem in the presence of the Lord.
因为他是在主的同在、主的眼前看见了这个城墙的光景。
He brought the whole matter before the Lord.
他把整个事情带到主的面前。
He saw the wall in spirit.
他在灵里面看见城墙的光景。
He saw the wall just like the Lord saw it.
他看见这个城墙就如同主看见的那样。
Many, many have seen the wall.
许多许多人看见这个城墙。
But they did not see the wall as the Lord sees it.
但是他们没有看见主所看见的。
Because they see the wall in their flesh.
因为他们是用他们自己的血气在看。
Therefore, they didn't do anything about it.
所以他们没有做任何的事。
Perhaps they knew there would be opposition.
也许他们知道会有反对。
Making the rebuilding the wall too difficult.
使得重建这个城墙会非常的麻烦。
Perhaps they did not understand the heart of the Lord.
也许他们不认识主的心。
Regardless the reasons, they didn't take any actions.
不管是什么原因，他们没有采取任何的行动。
Because they see.The wall in their flesh.
因为他们看见城墙的光景只是在他们自己的血气里面。
Therefore, they accept the condition of the wall as it was.
所以他们就接受了这个城墙这样的光景。
So, brothers and sisters, have we simply accepted the condition of the wall today?
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也一样接受了今天这个城墙的光景呢？
If we accept the condition of the war today, means that we see the war in our flesh.
当我们接受了今天城墙的光景，说明我们也是在血气里面接受了这样的光景。
We need to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我们需要求主开我们的眼睛。
To see the condition in spirit.
在灵里面来看这样子的光景。
When Nehemiah saw the condition of the wall in spirit,
当尼希米在灵里看见这个城墙的光景，
the Lord revealed to him the steps to rebuild the wall.
神就向他启示重建这个城墙的步骤。
But how could Nehemiah overcome all the oppositions?
那尼希米又怎样来面对这些巨大的反对呢？
Because many have just seen the wall in their flesh.
因为许多人都看见这个城墙，只是在血气里面看见。
They could not understand what motivate Nehemiah.
他们不能明白为什么这个城墙会让尼希米这样子来来做。
To overcome the opposition, we need to see the hand of the Lord.
面对这样子的反对，我们必须看见主的手。
Oftentimes we do not see the hand of the Lord.
很多的时候我们看不见主的手。
We're like the Elisha's servant.
我们就像以利沙的仆人。
Do you remember the story of Elisha's servant?
你记得那个以利沙仆人的故事吗？
Who saw the chariots the armies of the king of Aram surrounding them?
他只看见了亚兰王他的军兵马车围绕着他们。
But the servant could not see the chariots of fire around Elisha.
但是他的仆人却没有看见那个满山的火车火马围绕着以利沙。
So he was frightened because he could only see the chariot of the king of Aram.
所以他非常的惧怕，因为他看见的是亚兰王的军车马兵。
Therefore he cried out, said, Oh no, my Lord, what should we do?
所以他在那里呼喊说，哀哉，主啊，我们当怎么做？
And Elisha said to the servant, Don't be afraid.
那以利沙就跟他的仆人说，不要惧怕。
Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
那些与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
The horses and chariots of fire represent the hand of the Lord.
这些火车火马代表的是主的手。
And Elijah's servant could not see the hand of the Lord.
但是伊丽莎的仆人看不见。
Elijah prayed, O Lord, open his eyes that he may see.
所以伊丽莎为他祷告说主啊开他的眼他能看见。
When the servant saw the hand of the Lord, his fear subsided.
当他的仆人看见主的手他就不再惧怕。
And he knew what actions to take.
他也知道当如何行。
So Nehemiah knew he needed to reveal to Israelites, the remnants, the hand of the Lord.
所以尼西米知道他也必须向渔民以色列人来显明主的手。
So the next morning, Nehemiah gathered the princes, rulers, Levites, and remnants, and all the people.
所以第二天早晨尼西米就召聚了所有的贵胄官长、渔民和所有的人。
He addressed them regarding what they have seen.
他在那里说到他们已经看见的情形。
You see the trouble we are in.
你看见我们所遭的难。
Jerusalem lies in ruins.
耶路撒冷荒凉。
And its gate has been burned with fire.
城门也被火焚烧。
Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
让我们起来来重建圣
城。And we will no longer be in disgrace.
我们就不再受凌辱。
So Nehemiah reminded them what they had seen.
他在那里提醒他们已经看见了。
Then Nehemiah unveiled to them what they had not seen.
接着尼希米就向他们启示他们没有看见的。
Nehemiah recounted how the gracious hand of God has been upon him.
尼希米在那里讲述神的手是如何帮助他的。
How King Artaxerxes had granted his request to build the wall of Jerusalem.
亚达薛西王是如何允许他的要求来重建这个城墙。
And provide the materials for the rebuilding.
提供了建造的材料。
And also order protection from governors.
而且下令在那里求、帮助他们。
This was a remarkable display of the hand of the Lord upon Nehemiah.
这是一个非常明显的显明神的手在他的身上。
When the people saw the hand of the Lord at work,
当这些人看见神的手在那里帮助他们
，They responded, "Let us start rebuilding."
所以他们回应说，我们起来建造。
So my brothers and my sisters.
我的弟兄我的姊妹
We need to see the wall's condition in spirit.
我们需要看见在灵里面看见这城墙的光
We also need to see God's hand is at work.
我们也需要看见神的手正在工作
If we do, we will arise and start rebuilding.
若是我们看见这些我们就能起来开始重建
So this is the first spiritual lesson we need to learn together.
这个是第一个属灵的功课我们需要学的。
The second spiritual exercise or lesson we need to learn is we must build a wall corporately.
第二个属灵的操练或者功课就是我们必须在身体里面建造。
This story was recorded in chapter 3 of Nehemiah.
这个、故事是在尼希米的三章里面记录下来。
It is one of most beautiful chapters in the book.
这个可能是这个应该是、整本这个圣经里面最最美丽的一章
之一
之一
Firstly, everyone participated in the work.
首先每一个人都参与了建墙
Although Nehemiah bore the burden of the rebuilding of the wall.
虽然尼希米他有这样子的负担来重建城墙
But it was not a task for one person alone.
这个不是一个人的工作。
The magnitude of the work necessitates the involvement of all the people.
这个工作的规模需要每个人都来参与。
Include the people in position of power.
包括所有那些有权有势的人。
Like high priests, his brothers.
像大祭司和他的弟兄们。
The city rulers.
还有那个、这个首领。
The officials of various districts.
和各区的官长
They all participate in the actual construction.
他们所有的人都参加了这个具体的
Include ordinary people also.
也包括普通人
like goldsmiths,
像银匠
merchants,
商人
servants,
仆人
and perfumers,
还有做香的
they all participated,
他们都参与了这个
and some work alongside their sons,
有的人是跟他的儿子一起做工
and while others work with their daughters,
有的人是跟他的女儿一起做工
secondly, they build the wall together in unity,
而且他们是在合一里面，众人如同一人在建造。
Some focus on building towers.
有的人在那里建造塔楼。
Others on gates.
有的是城门。
Some in the valleys.
有的在山谷。
Others on the hills.
有的是在山上。
Many work on the section of the wall that were in front of their house.
有的人对着自己的房屋面前来建造。
And they labor with all their hearts.
他们全心在那里建造。
They follow the instruction given by Nehemiah.
他们也遵照尼希米的指示
and they work together as one person
这样众人如同一人在那里
no one complained about their assigned task
没有人在那里抱怨他们所得着的那一份
for instance the district ruler who repaired the dung gate did not protest
所以这个地区的这个管长 长官他在那里修造的是奉场门这一段他没有任何的
Some were so devoted to the Lord, they voluntarily extend the wall beyond their required section.
So, 有的人是这样向着主的热心，他们就愿意多修一段。
And the name of those who participate in rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem were carefully recorded in chapter 3.
所以，一切在那里参与这个修造城墙的。他们的名字都被详细的、仔细的记录在这个尼希米的第三章。
It tells us this work has eternal value.
这告诉我们这个工作有永恒的价值。
There is a lesson for us here.
这里给我们一个功课。
We should never stand aside.
我们不需要，我们不能就是袖手旁观。
While our brothers and sisters shoulder the work.
当我们的弟兄姐妹在那里工作的时候
If we learn the spiritual principle, spiritual lessons,
若是我们学了这个属灵的功课
We will never stand aside.
我们再也不会站在旁边观看
All of us should participate.
每一个人都来参与
Sometimes we think the building of the wall of Jerusalem is too big of a task for me.
有的时候我们说这个修造这个城墙的这个任务太大了
We think that it is for apostles.
我想我们想这个是为着使徒的
Prophets.
是先知的
Evangelists.
传福音的
Shepherds and teachers.
或者是牧师和教师的
If we are not among those,
若我们不是其中的一位
we may watch others.
我们就在那里观看
and we stand aside.
我们就站在一边
This is wrong.
这个是错误的
The building of the wall must involve All the people.
所以建造这个城墙必须所有的人来参与。
God provides us workers to equip the saints for the rebuilding of the wall.
神赐给教会这样的工人，为了成全圣徒来建造这个城墙。
Nehemiah did not personally build the wall.
尼希米不是一个人在那里建造这个城墙。
He inspired and led the people.In the constructions.
他是在那里鼓励也带领了所有的人一同来建造。
Constructing a wall, especially one as significant as the wall of Jerusalem, is a monumental task.
建造这样的一堵墙，尤其是像耶路撒冷城墙那么重要的墙，这实在是一个巨大的工程。
Requires many small steps taken by many people.
需要有许多人在那里完成那一小部分一小部分的工作。
The work is divided into sections.
所以呢，这个工作被分成若干部分。
Each assigned to those involved.
被指派给所有参与的人。
The stone are laid layer by layer in each section.
我们知道，在每一部分，这石头是一层一层的铺上去。
With mortar applied between them.
那砂浆就是在这个两层之间。
Each layer of stones must be carefully aligned and leveled.
所以这个每一层的石头必须这样子仔细的铺平对齐。
Stone are laid one by one.
所以这个石头是一块一块的铺。
So laying down that one stone on the layer by one person is a small step.
所以一个人在那里在一层的石头上面铺一块石头，这个看起来是一个很小的事情。
It seems so insignificant.
是那样的微不足道。
One person lay one stone on one layer.
一个人放一块石头在一层上面。
However, when all the people participate in laying down stone for their sections,
所以当所有的人都在为他们自己的那部分来铺石头的时候，
the Lord accomplished a great work through them.
神就能够通过他们完成这个伟大的工作。
In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10,
在撒迦利亚的四章十节，
the Lord said,
主说，
Who dares despise the day of small things?
谁藐视这日事的微小？
The day of small things is the day of God's great work.
这微小事的时间也是主大工作的时间。
The great work of the Lord is accomplished by many small steps taken by all the people.
神伟大的工作是需要许多的这样子的小事加在一起来完成。
If we do not despise these small steps and work together in unity,
若是我们不轻看不藐视这些小事，我们在一同合一的工作，
The Lord will accomplish a great work through us.
神就可以在我们中间建成就这样的伟大的工作。
Brothers and sisters, the shepherding of God's people is a great work.
弟兄姐妹，牧养神的儿女是一件很大的工作。
But it cannot be done by one person or just a few.
它不能只借着一个弟兄姐妹或者是几个 来成就。
It is a small step to reach out to someone who has not attended the meeting recently.
对一个来去接触没有来聚会的这样的一个弟兄或者姐妹是一件小事。
Or to get to know a newcomer or someone unfamiliar.
或者我们去在没有来过的新来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹谈话也是一件小事。
Or sit with someone you do not know during the love feast.
或者我们坐在这个从来没来过我们中间的吃饭爱宴的时候坐在他的旁边。
However, if we all take up the burden to do these small things,
若是我们里面都有这样的负担来接受这样子的小事，
it will dramatically change the atmosphere of the house of the Lord.
这样就会改变这神家中的气氛。
There is not a single person can change the atmosphere of the house of God.
这不是一个人可以改变神家的整个气氛。
But if every one of usis committed to taking that small step.
若是我们每一个人都愿意承担这一些小的小事，
God would do a great work in his house to change the entire atmosphere.
神就要在我们中间做奇妙的工作来改变神家的气氛。
Perhaps you think you are not in good health.
也许你觉得你的身体不好。
Or you are physically weak.
你身体实在虚弱，
and therefore unable to participate in the great work of shepherding.
所以你觉得我不能参与这个牧养的那个伟大的工作。
I'd like to encourage you today.
我愿意在这里鼓励你。
Every one of us can shepherd God's people.
每一个在座的都能够牧养神的羊。
I hope by the end of this conference, you are convinced that every one of us can understand God's mystery.
我希望我们这一次聚会以后，每一个人都能明白神的奥秘。
Everyone would believe that we have ability to understand God's mystery.
我们每个人都相信我们有这样子的能力，我们可以认识明白神的奥秘。
But I also want to encourage every one of us that we have the ability to shepherd God's people.
我们也每一个人都有这样的能力，可以在牧养神的名。
As long as we can pray and we can talk,
只要我们能够祷告，我们能够说话。
We can be a shepherd.
我们就可以成为这一个牧者。
During the memorial service of an elderly sister among us,
在我们中间有位老姊妹，她的追思聚会上面
，and her caregiver, who is also a sister,
她的护理也是一位姊妹
，share a testimony about her.
在那里说到一个见证，有关于我们姊妹的老姊妹的见证。
Our sister was over 90 years old.
我们的姊妹已经九十有余。
Was in poor health.
她的身体情况不好。
Was in wheelchair actually.
她实在是坐轮椅的。
But she insisted on attending the meeting in person wherever possible.
只要可以，她坚持能够实地的来参加聚会。
Her hearing was very, very poor.
她的听力很不好。
But her eyesight was sharp.
但她的眼力还不错。
Every Sunday when she came,
每个主日她来,
she would pay attention to who attended and who had not attended.
她在那里注意看谁来了,谁没有来。
On Monday morning, after reading her Bible,
星期一的早晨,当她读完她的圣经,
she would pray for those who weren't there on Sunday.
他就为那些主日不在的人祷告。
Then call them up to see how they were doing.
完了就打电话给他们，看他们的情形如何。
She faithfully did this every week.
他这样周复一周，兼在那里忠心的做这事。
This is shepherding.
这个就是牧养。
This is the real shepherding.
这是实际的牧养。
If a elderly sister over her 90s in wheelchair can shepherd the people.
若是一个坐轮椅的九十多岁的老姊妹可以做这样的工作。
We all can.
我们每个人都可以。
We have no excuse not to shepherd God's people.
我们就无可推诿，我们必须，我们可以来牧养神的人。
May the Lord encourage all of us.
愿神在这里鼓励我们所有的人。
To believe that you and I can shepherd God's people.
相信你和我，我们都可以来做这个牧养神的名的工作。
This is building of the wall of Jerusalem.
这个就是重建耶路撒冷城墙。
Just imagine that if we all take up this small step.
在这里想象，若是我们每个人都在这里参与这一些小事
，God's house will feel like a home.
这样，神的家就成为我们的家。
It is hard not to come home.
那样不来到这个家就变得非常的难。
We can make that very hard for someone not to come home.
我们可以让这个成为非常的难。若是有人不愿意来这个聚会
If we all take up our responsibility,
若是每个人都来担负这个责任
It cannot be done by one or two people.
但这不能只是一个或者几个人来做
It must be done by all of us.
必须是所有的人来做
This is a general principle.
这是一个属灵的通则
But we must apply them.
我们必须来实行
We need to apply them in something very concrete.
我们有必须是实实在在的在那里实行。
To care our fellow brothers and sisters.
来关心我们的弟兄或者姊妹。
The third principle.
第三个原则。
The third spiritual lessons and spiritual exercise.
第三个属灵的操练和功课。
We must obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须顺从圣灵的声音。
When we build a wall,Nehemiah had a man who sounded the trumpet with him.
当尼希米在这里修造城墙的时候，有一个吹角的人在他边上。
He said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people.
他跟贵胄和所有的其他人说。
The work is extensive and spread out.
这个工程浩大，我们在城墙上相离甚远。
And we are widely separated from each other along the wall.
我们在城墙上相离甚远。
Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet,
当你们听见脚声在哪里
，Join us there.
你们就聚集到那里。
Our God will fight for us.
我们的神必为我们征战。
No, the trumpet symbolized the voice of the Lord.
这个角声在这里代表主的声音。
When Apostle John heard that loud voice in the island of Patmos,
当使徒约翰在拔摩海岛上面听见那个大的声音。
He described the voice as like the voice of a trumpet.
他在那里形容那个声音如同号筒的声音。
Moses used two trumpets to gather and direct the movement of the Israelites.
摩西用两个号在那里在那里领导和那个带领这些在旷野的百姓。
Whenever they were to move, the trumpet sounded.
当他们起行的时候，这个号就要吹响。
How do we hear the voice of the Lord today?
我们今天如何听到神的声音呢？
We hear it today through the Holy Spirit.
我们从圣灵里面听见。
The Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus.
圣灵他在那里要荣耀我们的主。
The Holy Spirit will take what is in Jesus and declare to us.
他会把在主里面听到的来告诉我们。
Therefore, the sound of the trumpet is akin to the voice of the Holy Spirit today.
所以这个号角的声音在那里代表了圣灵的声音。
Just as they listened to the sound of the trumpet in the days of Nehemiah,
在尼希米的时候，他们听这个号角的声音。
We are to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit of the Lord.
同样，今天我们要听圣灵在我们里面的声音。
No, Nehemiah always obeyed the voice of the Lord.
尼希米他一直都是在那里顺服神的声音。
When the king said to Nehemiah.What would you want?
当这个王在问他你要什么的时候
If the king asks you, what do you want?
当这个王在问你你要什么的时候
You may say, I'm glad you asked.
也许你会说我真高兴你问我
Then you pull out a paper, a list of things that you want.
也许你就拿出一张纸上面有好多的清单你所要的
What did Nehemiah do?
但尼希米做什么呢
He prayed to God of heaven.
他在那里向天上的神祷告
Seeking guidance from the Lord.
在主面前寻求带领
Only after hearing the voice of the Lord.
当他听到主的话语的时候
He requested permission to return.
他在那里请求回去的那个要求
Today when we face opposition, we must obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
当我们面对反对的时候，我们必须听到圣灵的声音。
We do not know when or where the enemy will attack us.
因为我们不知道什么时候从哪里这个仇敌会来攻击我们。
However, the Holy Spirit knows and will guide our hearts.
但是圣灵知道，他会在那里引领我们。
It is very crucial for all of us to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
这个所以非常的重要，我们每一个人必须在那里顺服。
And gather where the trumpet has sounded.
我们聚集到这个脚声在那里吹响的地方。
It is not effective if only a few respond to the trumpet's call.
所以几个人在那里回应是不够的。
It may not be even sufficient if only half respond.
即便是一半的人回应还是不够。
You require all of us responding to the sound of the trumpet.
需要所有的人在那里回应这个声音。
Again, we need everyone to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
再一次，我们需要每一个人在这里顺服圣灵的声音。
To work together in unity.
好，叫我们在合一里头一起工作。
If we do so, God will fight for us.
若是我们这样做，神会帮助我们征战。
Without the unity, we will not be able to experience that God actually fight for us.
没有这个合一，我们就不能经历到神为我们征战的事实。
Let me give you a very small examples.
再给一个小小的例子。
This happened during the COVID-19 years.
这个是在这个新冠病毒这个流行的那段时间。
One day, a brother asked me, gave me a request.
有一天，这个弟兄。给我一个请求。
He was scheduled to speak on the coming Sunday.
他是本来预定接下来的主日他要讲道。
But one week before that, he asked me whether he can skip that Sunday.
就一个星期以前他来问我，他说我可不可以在这个这一周我不要讲道。
It's not because he didn't have a word.
不是因为他没有主的话。
And he's already prepared.
他也已经准备好了。
He's well prepared for that time.
他已经为着这一次讲道完全准备了。
But somehow he felt that on that Sunday, it may not be appropriate for him to speak.
但是不知为什么原因，他觉得那一天他来讲道不对。
I said that, I will call you back.
我就说我会打电话回你话。
Before you hear back from me, you assume you will still be speaking.
在我回你之前，你还要在那里准备，好像你还要再讲。
I need to pray to the Lord.
我说我需要向着主祷告。
So I stopped praying concerning this matters.
我开始为这件事情来祷告。
Then I heard the trumpet.
我接着我就听到这个脚声。
I agree with him that he should not speak on that particular Sunday.
我也同意那个周那个主日他不需要讲，他不能讲。
But I still have a problem. Now who will speak?
那我还有一个问题，那谁来讲呢？
Then it came to my mind another brother.
这样有一个弟兄就浮在我的脑海里。
But there is only 1 week.
这只剩一个礼拜了。
You know how difficult it is to ask someone to share giving 1 week notice.
你知道这有多么难，就给这个弟兄只有一个星期的准备时间。
So it just to save time, I said, I sent a text to this brother.
完了呢，为了节省时间，我就写了短信给他。
This brother usually slow in replying his email.
这个弟兄往常他是很慢的回这些短信。
But I quickly wrote a text and sent a text to him.
我很快呢就写了这个短信送给他。
I just leave this in the Lord's hand.
我就把这件事情交在主的手里。
And to my surprise, this time he returned my text rather quickly.
很奇妙的，这一次他很快的就回了我的短信。
Not only he returned my text quickly, he actually accepted the challenges to speak on that Sunday.
他不仅回我的短信那么快，而且他也接受了接下来的主日来讲到这件任务。
With 1 week notice.
只有一个星期的准备。
So I feel comfortable now that three of us agree.
那我们三个人都同意，我里面就觉得有安慰了。
Three of us all heard the same trumpet sound.
三个人，我们一同听见了这个号角的声音。
Therefore, I call back to the first brother, you are off the hook now.
所以我就给第一个弟兄打电话，告诉他你现在可以安心不用了。
So I think this thing is over.
我想这件事情就过去了。
Then on that Saturday before that Sunday.
就在那主日前的那个周六
，The first brother called me.
第一个弟兄打电话给我。
He tests positive.
他新冠阳性。
Who knows that this brother would test positive the day before he's supposed to speak?
谁能知道这个弟兄他会在讲道前的一天新冠阳性呢
？If this brother is test positive on the Saturday.How will we respond to that?
若是礼拜六他新冠阳性，他怎么办呢？怎么能来？我们又怎么办呢
？But God knows.
但是神知道。
God knows this brother will be tested positive on the day before he's supposed to speak.
但是神知道这个弟兄是在讲道前的一天他会有新冠阳性。
So he put in his heart.That he should not be speaking on that Sunday.
所以在他的心中有这样的一个负担，告诉他你不能讲道。
But then, relay that same message to my heart.
也把这样子的这个感觉放在我的里面。
So that I agree with him.
所以呢，我就同意了他的感觉。
If I do not agree with him, he will try to speak.
若是我不同意他，那他还得。准备来讲道。
But then God also spoke to another brother.
那你看见了，神又跟另外一个弟兄在说。
allow him to take up these challenges with 1 week's notice.
叫他来接受这个挑战，当只有一个星期的准备时间。
The Holy Spirit is move around people.
你看到圣灵在我们中间在运行。
Because he knows what will happen on that Saturday.
因为他知道那个星期六会发生什么。
We do not know what will happen around us.
我们不知道这些要发生的事情。
We will not know when a virus will attack one of us.
我们不知道这个病毒会在我们中间让一个在攻击一个弟兄。
But God knows.
但是神知道。
All we need to do is when we hear the sound of the trumpet, we obey. We obey.
我们所以需要做的就是，当我们听见这个号角的声音，我们顺服。
Then you will see the marvelous things God will do among His people.
你就看见神他奇妙的工作在我们中间完成。
Now the number four spiritual exercise.
第四个属灵的功课。
We must dare not be defeated.
我们必须不怕，我们必须不敢稍微失败。
The building of the wall of Jerusalem faced opposition from the start to finish.
建造这个城墙是从一开始到结束一直在征战中。
When enemy heard that the remnant intended to build a wall,
当仇敌听见渔民想要在那里重建城墙，
they mocked and despised them.
他们在那里嘲笑他们，藐视他们。
They said, "What is this thing you are doing?"
你们在这里干什么呢？
Are you rebellion against the king?
你们难道要反对王吗？
Even in Nehemiah's time, the enemy sought to exert political pressure to God's people.
即便在尼希米这样的时代，仇敌已经在那里施行这个政治的压迫。
Nehemiah responded strongly to them.
那尼希米在那里强烈的回应了他们。
The God of heaven will give us success.
他说，神要让我们能够成功。
Therefore, we his servants will arise and build.
我们作为他的仆人要起来建造。
But you have no portion, right, or memorial in Jerusalem.
你们却在耶路撒冷无份、无权、无纪念。
Nehemiah held two strong convictions.
尼希米有两个非常坚定的信念。
First, the success of the work depended solely on the God of heaven.
他知道这个工作的成功是完全依赖于天上的神。
Secondly, the enemies had no authority or right over Jerusalem.
第二，他知道敌人在这些事上没有权力，也没有权能。
If we dare not be defeated,
若是我们不敢稍微失败，
we must hold these same convictions.
我们必须有同样的这样的信念。
If we stand firm in this truth,
若是我们坚定地站立在这个真理上面，
We can disregard all mockery as irrelevant.
我们可以不理睬所有的这一些嘲笑。
Nehemiah never responded to them again.
尼希米再也不理会他们。
Despite the mockery, the people labored diligently with all their hearts.
虽然他们面对这样子的嘲讽，这些人他们在那尽心竭力地修造城墙。
They walked until all the bridges were filled and the wall reached half of its intended height.
这样呢，这个城墙就被修造，城墙就都联络，一直到了一半的高度。
And when enemy heard that the bridges were repaired,
当仇敌听见这个破口已经被补好，
They threatened.
他们就在那里吓唬他们。
We will go in and attack.
我们要进去来。
We will kill the people so that the war will not be completed.
我们要杀他们，所以你们这个墙就不能完成。
At the time, only a small number of remnant lived in Jerusalem.
那个时候只有一小部分的人住在耶路撒冷。
Most resided in countryside.
绝大多数人住在周围的城邑。
There may I receive reports from those surrounding the area.
他们收到这些的报告，就是住在周围的这些人的报告。
Saying we have to stop, we cannot do this.
他说我们必须停止，我们不能这么做。
The enemy are going to attack Jerusalem.
因为敌人要来攻击耶路撒冷。
He gathered the people. Nehemiah gathered the people and exhorted them.
当时尼希米就遭拒了他们，在那里鼓励他们。
Do not be afraid of them.
不要害怕。
Remember the Lord who is great and awesome.
要记得我们的主是大而可畏的。
And fight for your families, your sons and your daughters and your wives and your homes.
所以你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产来征战。
If we dare not be defeated, we must be ready to fight.
若是我们不敢稍微失败，我们必须预备好来征战。
Upon hearing that the Jews were get prepared to fight,
听到这些以后，这些犹大人起来征战。
No, hearing that Jews are prepared to fight, the enemy hears.
当仇敌听见犹太人他们已经预备好来征战。
The enemy abandoned their plan to attack.
所以呢，仇敌就放弃了他们的计谋。
Sometimes God's people face attacks because they are not prepared to fight.
有的时候，神的人，神的民在那里遇到征战，是因为他们没有预备征战。
Are we ready to fight?
我们是否预备征战
？From then on, half of them focus on building.
这样呢，就一半的人在那里做工。
While the other half stood guard with spears, shields, bows, and armor.
一半呢就拿枪拿盾牌拿弓和穿铠甲
They're ready to fight any given moment of time
他们预备好了任何的时候都在那征战
Those who labor carry their swords at their sides
那些修造的人呢是腰间佩刀
Nehemiah and his servant remain vigilant never even removing their clothes
而尼希米和他的弟兄仆人也在那里谨守他们从来不脱衣服。
Even when they went for water, they were always prepared to defend their Lord's work.
即便出去打水，也带着兵器在那里保护主的工作。
If we dare not be defeated, we must be prepared to fight for the Lord.
我们若是不敢稍微失败，我们必须准备为主作战。
If we are ready to fight,
若是我们准备好了作战
we're ready for the evening.
我们就已经准备好为着这个黑夜的到来。
The enemy dare not to attack us.
仇敌就不敢来攻击我们。
Because God will fight for us.
因为神会在我们为我们征战。
There will be morning.
这个就是早晨。
Brother and sister, are we ready to be in the evening?
弟兄姐妹，我们已经预备好了为这个黑夜做准备吗
？If you are ready for the evening, then Therefore, morning will come.
当我们预备好了为这个夜晚来征战的话，早晨就必定会来。
We must prepare ourselves to do this great work.
我们必须预备好自己来接受这个伟大的工作。
And we must practice these four spiritual exercises.
我们也必须来实行这四个属灵的这个操练。
We must see the condition of the war as the Lord sees it.
我们必须看见城墙的光景，就如同主看见的一样。
Refuse to accept the condition of the war as is.
拒绝这个城墙陷阱的光景。
Bring the condition before the Lord in prayer and fasting.
把城墙的光景带到主的面前来进食，来祷告。
Until His gracious hand is upon us.
直到他施恩的手在我们身上。
If we can perceive the wall through the Lord's eyes,
若是我们能够看见主所看见的那样
，and see His gracious hand is upon us,
看见他施恩的手在我们身上
，we will arise and build.
我们就会起来建造。
We must build the wall corporately.
我们必须在身体里面一同来建造。
Recognizing that the rebuilding of the wall requires many small tasks.Taken up by many people.
我们必须知道，所有这些建造是由一个一个小的这样的小事一同来完成这个大的工作。
If we all embrace our spiritual responsibility and take up these small things,
若是我们借着这个圣灵，我们承担这样子的每一个小的任务
，God will accomplish a great work through us.
神在我们中间就要成就大事。
We must obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须顺服圣灵的声音。
Just as the Lord used the sound of trumpets to direct His people in the wilderness.
就像神借着这个号角在那里带领在旷野的他的子民。
The Lord used the voice of the Holy Spirit to lead us and build the wall in unity.
神用这样圣灵的声音来帮助我们建造这个城墙。
We must dare not be defeated.
我们必须不敢稍微失败。
We're holding firm these two convictions.
我们要抓牢牢地抓紧这两个坚定的信念。
The success of the word depends solely on the Lord.
这个工作的成功完全依赖于天上的神。
Enemies have no authority or right in the house of the Lord.
仇敌在神的家中，在主的家中没有权利，也没有权能。
If we are prepared to fight,
若是我们准备好来征战，
the enemy will not attack us.
仇敌就不会来攻击。
Because God will fight for us.
因为神必为我们征战。
Brothers and sisters, in Nehemiah's time,
弟兄姐妹在尼希米的时代，
they responded to the call.
他们回应了这样的呼召。
May the Lord stir our hearts to respond with the same resolve.
愿主也感动我们的心，里面也有这样子的决定来回应。
Let us arise and rebuild.
让我们起来建造。
Let's pray.
你祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
父啊，我们感谢你今天早晨。
You have laid this word in front of us.
你将这样的话放在我们面前。
We thank the Lord. You are the God who speaks.
我们感谢主，因为你是那位说话的神。
When you speak, the things will be done.
当你说话，事就成了。
It does not require any other human effort.
不需要有人的任何的行为。
It is the word of the Lord.
这个是神主自己的工作。
May all of us can hear your voice today.
愿所有的人都能听见你自己的话。
May all of us be part of this rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem.
让我们所有的人都成为这个重建城墙的一部分。
May we see this condition of the world in spirit.
让我们在灵里面看见这城墙的光景。
Let us have this conviction that we can build the wall together.
让我们里面有这样的信念，我们可以一同起来修建城墙。
None of us will stand aside.
没有一个人是站在一边观看。
We embrace our individual spiritual responsibility.
每个人都承担我们自己当有的那一份责任。
To take up that small task in front of us.
来承担这一小部分的责任。
To lay that stone on top of a layer.
把这块石头加在一层的上面。
And we will see that you will accomplish a great work among your people.
所以我们可以看见在你的子民当中你要成就这伟大的工作。
Let us look for hearing your voice.
我们在这里等候你向我们说话。
The voice of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵说话的声音。
Allow us to submit to your voice.
好叫我们顺服你自己的声音。
So that you can preserve the unity of the Holy Spirit.
你可以保守我们中间的合一。
We pray that all of us are ready and prepared to fight.
我们也祷告，我们所有的人在这里都预备好来征战。
We dare not be defeated.
不敢稍微失败。
We refuse to accept the condition of the world as it is today.
我们拒绝接受今天城墙的光景。
We're ready to go into the evening.
我们已经预备好了到夜晚。
And we're convinced the morning will come.
我们里面也相信白日。白昼即将来临。
We commit this word and this time into your hands.
我们把这些话都恭敬交在你的手中。
May you continue to burden, encourage your own people.
求你在这里给我们负担，也在这里提醒我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.